I was just out and about. Thought I'd see if anybody wanted to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast's daily NBA show, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
What's up, basketball bettors? Welcome back to the Bet Slippin' Podcast daily NBA show presented by SportsbookWire.com. It's your host, Jeff Clark. It's Wednesday, January 5th, and I have three best bets in this 11-game NBA slate. You can check out the write-ups for these handicaps at sportsbookwire.usatoday.com. You can read my daily NBA handicaps and betting breakdowns from my colleagues of all major sporting events before you make a wager. The sports or the odds are provided by our sponsor, Tipico Sportsbook, which I'll do an ad read for here in a few minutes as I'm going through the games. I went 2-1 yesterday, Tuesday, January 4th. I'm 6-1 thus far in the week. I connected with the Grizzlies, a +2.5, visiting the Cleveland Cavaliers. Grizzlies won a seesaw battle against the Cleveland Cavaliers, 110-106. They're two up-and-coming teams. It was a real fun game to watch. Back-and-forth battle, but the Grizzlies ended up pulling away there at the end and salting away the victory as 2.5-point road underdogs. I also hit the – well, actually, I whiffed on the player prop that I took, which was the under Jared Allen, 10.5 rebounds. He's the big for the Cleveland Cavaliers going against the big for Memphis, which is Steven Adams. Typically, Steven Adams – dominates his opponent on the glass. That wasn't the case yesterday. Allen finished with 12 rebounds, so the over 10.5 pretty comfortably cashed, actually. Jared Allen was trending over the rebounds prop the whole game, so that was a stinker by me, 2-1, but I hit my other best bet, my third best bet, which was the Raptors laying 6.5 when they hosted the San Antonio Spurs. They beat them pretty convincingly, 129-104. They won all four quarters in scoring. So profitable Tuesday, off to a 6-1 start this week, killing it. So hopefully we can keep the good momentum rolling. Again, all of our odds are provided by our friends at Tipico Sportsbook. Tipico Sportsbook is a global sports betting leader that's now live in New Jersey and Colorado. You can make your favorite sports more interesting with Tipico's fast and easy mobile sportsbook app. For a limited time, new users from this podcast will enjoy a special welcome bonus. Terms and conditions do apply. You must be 21 or older, so please see Tipico's website for details. You can get your bonus today at usatodaybet.com/podcast. That's usatodaybet.com/podcast. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER for New Jersey and 1-800-522-4700 for Colorado. Please gamble responsibly, y'all. Okay, so again, 6-1 in this week, heading into Wednesday. I have three best bets. I'm taking three underdogs. The first place that I'm putting my money is with the Dallas Mavericks, who are getting 5.5 points when they host the Golden State Warriors. The Golden State Warriors are 29-7, best team in the NBA. Dallas Mavericks just got above 500, 19-18. Totals 213.5, which is suspiciously low in my opinion. That's part of my handicap. But the first part and the most important part is Dallas has played very well against Golden State since drafting Luka Doncic. Since 2018-19, which was Luka's rookie season, Dallas is 7-3 straight up and 8-2 against the spread versus Golden State. Dallas has also scored at least 124 points in 6 of the past 7 meetings with Golden State. So Dallas's offense usually clicks versus Golden State's defense. Granted, Golden State's defense is a lot better this season. So maybe this doesn't cash. Or maybe the Mavericks struggle with this iteration of the Warriors, but we're getting 5.5 points in a spot that Dallas has performed really well in recently or over the past few years. Also, Luka Doncic balls out versus Golden State. In those 10 career games versus the Golden State Warriors, Luka Doncic is averaging 28 5.6 points per game on 64.5% true shooting, which breaks down to 49% from the field, 45% from three, and 75% from the foul line. He's also adding around 8 rebounds and 8 assists per game and has a plus 13 net rating when playing the Golden State Warriors. Also, like I started off this podcast or this handicap or this breakdown by mentioning, the total in this game is suspiciously low. It's 213.5, and it's actually ticking down. It opened at 214.5, and that's 10 points lower than the previous 4 Warriors Mavericks meetings. If the sportsbooks are projecting a low scoring affair, that just further nudges me towards the 5.5 point home underdog, which is what we're taking in this one. So let's grab the Mavericks plus 5.5 in this spot when they host the Golden State Warriors. Next best bet that I have here on my bet slip, I'm going with the Toronto Raptors, which are down to 3.5 points. I wrote this up this morning, giving it out at Raptors plus 7.5, but there's been some injury news for the Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis is going to miss tonight's game. He's sidelined with a non-COVID illness. I think it's categorized as non-COVID currently. And the Bucks are also going to be missing coach Mike Budenholzer, who is sidelined in the health and safety protocols. The Bucks are already without Pat Connaughton, Dante DiVincenzo, Brooke Lopez, and Grayson Allen. So they're missing significant pieces, whereas Toronto is fully healthy. They have their full starting lineup intact, and they have multiple wings to throw at the all-star wings, Giannis and Chris Middleton. Giannis isn't in the game anymore, so they have even more depth at the wing to throw at Chris Middleton. So I like this matchup for the Raptors. Also, this is a very bad spot for the Milwaukee Bucks. Milwaukee is 7-12 against the spread at home. And they're 2-6 against the spread at home versus teams with a winning record. And Toronto has been playing like a winning team recently. In fact, Toronto is 3-2 straight up, 4-1 against the spread over the last 2 weeks, of the 10th best adjusted net rating according to cleaningtheglass.com. Also, the Raptors are an NBA's best 4-1 against the spread on the second of a back-to-back. They have a plus 7.4 ATS margin in those games. And this matchup favors Toronto as well. The Raptors have beaten the Bucks in 4 of their past 5 meetings. They've covered 4 of those 5 games, and they've won 3 straight, including earlier this season, 97-91 as a 1-point home favorites. That was a game that I believe Giannis was missing as well. Let me just double check. Yes, he was out that game. And so this game plays out similarly, and I'll take the Raptors plus 5.5 against the Milwaukee Bucks. The third and final best bet that I have is the Portland Trailblazers getting 2.5 points when they host the Miami Heat. The Miami Heat are missing 3 starters and Dwayne Dedmon and Gabe Vincent, which are Miami's 2 top players by adjusted on-off net rating, according to cleaningtheglass.com. Also, Dame Time will be out this game, but I actually think that's addition by subtraction for Portland. Lillard has been a little too ball dominant recently and hasn't been shooting well from the field this year. I also don't think the absence of Lillard, given how especially how bad he's played this season, is a big deal. And I don't think it's as big a deal as the market seems to think. All of the money is coming in on Miami. Portland opened as a slight home favorite, and they've been steamed down to a 2.5 point home underdog. Also, Anfernee Simons, the backup point guard for Portland, did a really good job replacing Lillard on Monday. He's a guard that I'm actually pretty high on. I think he, when he puts it all together, he is pretty good, and it's pretty easy to be behind Anfernee Simons in this spot just because, it's pretty easy to to be complimentary of Anthony Simons in the spot, considering he just scored a career-high 43 points on 62% shooting versus the Atlanta Hawks on Monday. He went 9 of 16 from behind the arc. He also added 7 assists. So Anthony Simons playing some pretty good basketball. Miami Heat are missing a few starters, and I think this is a bit of a trap game for Miami, who's played much better than Portland this season and are a very cheap price. It appears to me that the odds makers are daring us to bet on the Heat. So we don't want to give the odds makers what they want. Let's fade the public and get on the same side of this house. Take the Portland Trailblazers 2.5. So my three best bets again in conclusion on Wednesday, January 5th, are the Mavericks plus 5.5 points, the Toronto Raptors plus 3.5 points, and the Portland Trailblazers plus 2.5 points. And you can rest assured that I'll be sprinkling on each of those underdogs money lines because I like the value of the points in each of the situations. So I like the underdogs in this Wednesday, January 5th slate. I'm going with the Mavericks plus 5.5, Raptors plus 3.5, and Trailblazers plus 2.5. That's your NBA daily bet slip and podcast. Best of luck whether you fade or follow me.
Thought I'd see if anybody wants to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast daily NBA show featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.